Welcome to Bible Baptist Church of Selah, Washington. This is Aaron Pauley saying, stay tuned for 15 minutes of encouragement from God's Holy Word, from Pastor Charles Bonner. So if you have a chance, we would like you to take your Bible and join us as we listen. And here is Pastor Bonner.
Well, hello, this is Pastor Bonner, and I thank you for tuning in today. And I hope you can get your Bible there and follow along or take some notes. But I want to start with Matthew chapter 25 and verse number 15. And what I want to do today is to encourage you to do your best for the Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew 25:15, Jesus said, and unto one he gave five talents, to another two, to another one, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. So I want to encourage you to do your best. The Bible says here that God gave to every man according to his ability. You know what, my friends? We all have different abilities, and we can learn to strive to improve and to be better than what we are with God's help. God created us unique. And you know what, my friends? God has a specific purpose for your life, and he gives us according to our ability. Now, your best is not someone else's best, but I want you to do your best. Listen, sometimes people look at other Christians, other believers, and they'll say, I want to be as good as they are. I want to encourage you, my friend, not to put your focus on that person, and they can serve as a good testimony and a good example, but to put your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because men fail us. People fail us. But my friends, God never fails us. So your best is not someone else's best, but do your best. In the Bible, a boy gave his lunch of five loaves of bread and two fishes. My friends, it didn't seem like much at that time because you had 5,000 people to feed. But this little boy, in his childlike faith, offered it there, and they gave it to Jesus, and Jesus used it to feed 5,000 folks. The Bible said until they were full, and they gathered up 12 baskets of leftovers. Listen, whatever your job is, give it your best. That boy gave the little that he had. In his childlike faith, he had no idea that it was humanly impossible to feed all of those people with his lunch. But God took the abilities that that boy gave. He gave all that he had, his lunch, but God took it, that little bit, and he used it in a mighty way. And God can take your little bit of talent, and he can use it in a wonderful, wonderful way. Now, on the ball field, a player may give 110% of himself just to get an extra yard or to make a diving catch, and the crowd cheers. Listen, the crowd may not cheer for you or for me, but the Bible teaches us that if we give our best, God will reward us. There's also a reward in knowing that, hey, you did your very best. Your best can be obtained by being a faithful Christian. Your best can be attained by being faithful to God in prayer. Your best can be obtained by being faithful in reading your Bible every day. Your best can be obtained by telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Your best can be obtained by going regularly to God's house, and the faith in serving, and to be faithful in forgiving. And we could go on and on, but be your best for Christ. As I said before, your best is not someone else's best. And 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12, the Apostle Paul writes to the local New Testament church at Corinth, and he said, for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves, comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. So my friends, when God made you, he only made one of you, and he has a plan for your life, and God has his perfect will for you. So your best is not someone else's best. My friends, I want to encourage you to be your best for the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't measure yourself with someone else. Our measurement is the Lord Jesus Christ. And so God will take your abilities. Yes, you can develop them. You can grow. But, you know, as I was thinking, if we can give 110%, give our all on a ball field, how much more should we do for the Lord Jesus Christ? Listen, God's first priority for you, number one, is to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. So I want to ask you today, have you received him as your Savior? Are you 100% sure of heaven? The Bible says you can be. Here, let me share this with you. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, John writes to Christians, and he said, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." John said, "I wrote this to you so you can know you have eternal life. Not think that you have it, not hope that you have it, but you can know that you have eternal life." My friends, it's a wonderful thing to know that you're saved and on your way to heaven. I want to take a couple of minutes here and just share something that one day what someone shared with me. They were sharing with me when I was a young man in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." In verse 11, at the end of the verse, "There is none that doeth good, no, not one." And in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Man, I found out I was in a bad way. I found out I wasn't good, found out I am not righteous, found out that I am a sinner. So I was in a bad spot there. But in Romans 5:8, they showed me, "But God commendeth," that means showed us his love toward us, "and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Man, isn't that wonderful that Christ died for us? He died for my sin and your sin on the cross of Calvary. He had you and me in mind when he was hanging on that cross dying. But back up to Romans 5:6. "For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." The ungodly means the unsaved, the impious, or the wicked. God's love and grace is so vast that Jesus Christ died for all unsaved people. He died for all wicked people. He died for all goody-two-shoes people. He died for all of us. And God gave his love toward us that even though we sin, we're sinners, Christ died for us. Now, I've run into people over the years who said, "Preacher, I'm a pretty good person. I don't sin." And I've said to some people from time to time, "Have you ever known that you were doing that you were supposed to do something good and you didn't do it?" They said, "Oh, yeah, sometimes I've not done the right thing always. I've not done bad things, but sometimes I've failed to do the right thing." Well, in the book of James, it said, "If a man knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin." And then sometimes I've said to people, "Have you ever doubted?" "Oh, yeah, I doubt." Well, the Bible said, "Whatsoever is not of faith is sin." So you could say, "Hey, I'm not a murderer. I'm not a robber. I pay my bills. I'm honest. I don't beat my wife. I don't beat the dog. I'm a good person." But listen, if you doubt, if you don't always do the right thing, that's sin also. The fact that we are sinners shows that we need a Savior. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, "The wages or the payment of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." God has a gift, salvation. A gift is free. It was bought and paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. God has a gift for you, eternal life. John said you can know that you have it. So years ago, somebody shared with me that I'm not good, I'm not righteous, I am a sinner, but wait a minute, God still loves me. God loves the sinner. He hates our sin, but he loves us. That God loved me so much that he sent Jesus to die in my place and in your place on the cross of Calvary. And he said, "I have a gift for you." And that gift is eternal life, salvation, forgiveness of sin. Now, how do you get that gift? In Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Notice what it said, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. We must confess with our mouth, but the belief is in our heart, not in our head. A lot of people have it up in the head, but they fail to move it into the heart. Verse 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." You see, with the heart we believe, with our mouth we confess. And in verse 11, "For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." Listen, never be ashamed that you're a believer, that you're a Christian. So if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, we can be saved. Now, who can do that? Romans 10:13. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Whosoever means you. If you're out there listening to me today, listen, God loves you. Jesus paid for your sin on the cross of Calvary. And if you're not saved, I want to encourage you right now to bow your head and let God know. Say, dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. I have sinned. And ask God to forgive you. Say, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. And then ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you, to be your own personal Savior. Would you do that today? Listen, if you have prayed and received Christ as your Savior, I'd love to hear from you. And if you live in this area, in Sela, in Yakima area, we have people coming to our church from Sela, Yakima, West Valley, East Valley, Terrace Heights, Moxie. I want you to come and visit us. But if you've just now believed in Jesus Christ, I want you to let me know. You can drop us a line at Post Office Box 1089 in Sela, Washington, 98942. That's P.O. Box 1089, Sela, 98942. Or you can call us at 509-697-8895 and leave a message, 509-697-8895. If you live in our area, I'd invite you to come out and at least be an honored guest. Pay us a visit. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m., an adult Bible study and a teen class at 10 a.m., morning service at 11 a.m., Sunday night at 6 p.m., and we sing favorites most every Sunday night from the hymn book, and then Wednesday night Bible study and prayer meeting at 7 p.m. And so we invite you to come out and be with us. If you're in this area, you're looking for a gospel-preaching church, you're looking for a church that is helping people to know more about God and finding meaningful answers to life's problems, we want you to come out and at least give us a try and pay us a visit. Listen, I appreciate you so much, but I want to hear from you. Whether you've prayed today and asked Christ as your Savior, or you're just listening and you are saved, contact us and let us at least know that you've heard our program today. And I appreciate it so very much being able to share the gospel with you, tell folks about the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're all about here in Sela. We love the Lord. We want to teach others how to love the Lord. We want to share with others how to be saved, how to know for sure that when your life is over, you can go to heaven to be with the Lord. And you can know for sure, like John said, that you have eternal life. Listen, until next week, this is Pastor Bonner saying goodbye. God bless you. I want you to have a great week in the Lord. But most importantly, I hope and pray that you would trust in Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior.
Thank you for listening in, and tune in next Saturday at the same time. This is Aaron Pauley for Bible Baptist Church saying, have a great day in the Lord.